Welcome back, podcast family.
Yes, welcome back, y'all.
Just another quick shout out, and I just feel like I need to do this all the, you know, for a while, just to give everybody a thanks for all your continued patience and support while I'm going through what I'm going through, and, you know, Louie and Curry. So thank everybody.
Yeah, we really do appreciate y'all being so patient and supportive with us. It means a lot to us.
Yeah, and like I said last week, 2 weeks in a row, Curry, we're not guaranteeing we're going to be able to do it every 2 weeks, because I can never know what kind of day I'm going to have, but we're going to try our best to do weekly, if not bi-weekly, so we're okay. Curry, I know you were stressed out about that, but I told them we have, close to 2,000 people that have listened to episode one, so they're all trying to make it through. You knew, no, we recorded over 100 episodes, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, and I really think, you know, as people go through the different phases, they even go back and listen to certain ones that didn't pertain to them at the time, but might now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, also, I want to remind you all that if you'd like to be a guest and share your story, in hopes of helping others, please contact Linda Zappula or myself through Facebook Messenger or through our email, which is LouieBodyRollerCoaster@gmail.com. We'd love to have you all on the show.
Yep. And as always, Curry, no, wrong. You see that? There's my brain. I jumped to you posting the episode. Yeah. Well, as always, we post the Patreon and GoFundMe links at the bottom of the episode notes and under the announcements on the pages.
And as a reminder, we're not giving medical advice. We're just rather sharing our open and honest feelings and our thoughts as we live with Lewy body dementia. Okay, folks, now for a shout out to some of our supporters. We want to give big shout outs to Cindy Hansen, Wendy Cogan, Deb Talem, and Jill Lurkey. Hope I said that right.
I know.
I apologize.
It's LEHRKE.
Yeah. So, well, let's get this week started. It's just me and Linda today. We're having a fireside chat, as I call them, when it's just the two of us. Linda posted an article she found on how walking patterns differentiate the types of dementia from medical news today.
Yeah, we wanted to share some highlights with you. Wow, that's a big sentence that I have no idea what I typed there, Curry. We want to share some highlights from that article for you to share with your doctors to help in getting a proper diagnosis. Those with Lewy body and their caregivers, we just need to be advocates and sometimes share with doctors what we learn. You know, those who say you may be too young to have Lewy body or it can't be Lewy body. But anyway, this article, I did post it on the Facebook pages a few weeks ago. And again, this is one of those, you know, if you're not always on the page and you might have missed it, but I thought this one was pretty important because I've talked about this before. The article was entitled Walking Patterns May Help Differentiate Types of Dementia. And it starts like this. The causes of dementia can damage the brain in different ways. It is possible that these differences may reveal themselves in the way that people walk. And apparently there was a new study in the UK that compared walking patterns in people with two types of dementia. A new study that compared the walking patterns of people with two types of dementia.
Here are the results from the study. Alzheimer's and Lewy body disease have unique signatures of gait impairment, state the authors in a recent Alzheimer's and dementia paper about their findings. The researchers suggest that the unique impairments to gait or alterations to walking pattern may reflect the specific damage that each disease inflicts on mental function and the brain.
And the researchers suggest that the unique impairments to gait or the alterations. You see what I'm doing, Curry? I'm just rereading.
Yeah,
sorry.
I just saw that.
I'm sorry, everyone. And I know I brought this up and probably a year or so ago We've been sharing about this. Some neurologists actually know this. Like Jim's neurologist had said this. So I'm not sure why it seems like it's a new concept. But anyway, I believe the more we share, the more everybody will learn. So this article goes on to say, it's a key development, says first study author Rione McArdle, PhD of Faculty of Medical Sciences at Newcastle University in the UK. As a more accurate diagnosis means that we know that people are getting the right treatment, care, and management for the dementia they have. Wow, how many times have we said that?
Yeah.
The sooner you get diagnosed, the sooner you can get medicines that will help with some of the symptoms.
Yeah. Earlier you're diagnosed, the easier journey you're going to have.
Yeah. But sorry if this sounds rude, but my first thought when I read what I just read you was, duh. Like, again, duh. Like, what? I don't know. I don't know why this seems, I don't know. And then I wondered if research on Lewy body dementia, well, I have to believe it's shared between countries. Because if some of the doctors here, and does your doctor look at your gait when you walk, Curry?
Yeah, he did. He did this last visit, matter of
fact.
Yeah,
so I just hope that all these studies are being shared. I just gave myself some homework because I really want to deep digger and see if there's other studies in the U.S. that have talked about this. I just hope they're sharing, because if they're not, that's a lot of wasted time where they could be trying to figure out a cure instead of researching the same thing over and over. Because we all know so many still struggle to get a proper diagnosis here in the U.S. So I'm going to do some research on this and share what I find. Anyway, rant over on that. But it just, I don't know, I knew about this. So, and I'm just a caregiver. So I'm going to do some research and get back to everybody. But anyway, let's continue with the article.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because I never thought twice about it. But yeah, he backs up across the room and has me get up and walk over to him and then mm-hmm. turn around and walk back to my chair. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he does. And I didn't even, dawned on me that's what he was doing. But yeah, that's what he's doing. Well, anyway, the article continues to point out that dementia is the name that doctors give to a cluster of symptoms that include difficulties with remembering and thinking, together with behavior changes that interfere with daily life. For the new study, McArdle and her colleagues focused on Alzheimer's disease and Lewy body dementia. In both conditions, toxic protein deposits kill nerve cells or neurons and lead to irreversible brain damage.
And then Alzheimer's disease, the damage begins in the hippocampus, where that's the area essential for memory formation. And we know with Lewy body dementia, the damage hits parts of the brain that control movement and certain aspects of memory. So here's the subject group they use. They had a total of 110 people aged over 60 years that took part in the study. Of these 60, 29 had mild cognitive impairment and served as controls. Of the rest, 36 had early stage Alzheimer's disease and 45 had early stage Lewy body dementia. So what stands out to you, Curry, about that, the group that they decided to choose for that study?
Several things.
I knew it would. That's why I was like, I know you want to respond to that.
First off, they started people that are, I hate to say this, too old. They need to start with people in their 50s.
Or 40s.
Yeah, or 40s, because we've got people in their 40s mm-hmm. who are diagnosed with Lewy body. So that's one thing. And then I don't feel, and I know people are going to hate this, but I don't feel MCI should be involved in that study. That's just my personal opinion. Well, I may be wrong.
Yeah, I'd like to do of research on how many people that were diagnosed with Lewy body were first told they had MCI, and how many people that are diagnosed with MCI, mild cognitive impairment, actually become
go on and get dementia.
Because you know, when Jim was first diagnosed, that's what they diagnosed him with at first, like 6 years ago. And I'm like, well, what's that mean? And, you know, and I remember the guy, it was a psychologist or one of those kind of neuropsychologists that did the testing, saying he was too old for dementia. I remember him saying that because I think, I don't even remember what year. I think he was having some troubles before he let on to me that he was having troubles. But never did he say mild cognitive impairment would lead to a dementia. Never did he say that. He just said, oh, you're stressed. You need to take 2 weeks off of work, which he did. Yeah. And I'm like, he's been working this job for 30 years. You've met him. He's just calm all the time. So I'm hoping that they, I don't know if I agree with you or not, but.
But MCI doesn't mean you're going to get dementia.
Yeah, well, that's what I want to know. I want to know if there's a study out there of how many people with MCI did they follow.
There is a study. I've read it.
Great. Now I have more homework. Thank you.
I'll try to look it up, but there is a study out there of a percentage of people who get MCI who actually get dementia, and it's pretty low.
Wow.
Yeah.
Matter
of fact, it said MCI does not mean that you will get dementia.
Now, I wonder how they, since they're doing this article on gait and diagnosing dementia, like how did they, I guess they found 45 people in a, from a doctor's office that had, that they had Louis. I'm curious to know more about that. But anyway, this statement needs a comment from me. And this is what I was talking about with Jim. People with MCI have a noticeable and measurable reduction in memory and thinking. Here you go. This is what you just said, Curry.
Yeah.
Having MCI does not mean that the person has dementia, but it often precedes the condition. So again, Jim has said he had MCI. I'm going to do some more research on that because now I'm the science brain in me is like, I need to know what the studies are. So hopefully I'll find them and share.
Yeah. The reason I looked that up one day was because someone said they were diagnosed with MCI, and all of a sudden they said they can't work anymore and all this, you know, because I had MCI. So I looked it up, and MCI doesn't mean all of that, you know. Yeah. They said people with MCI can still function to work. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying if you got MCI that you're not bad. I'm going to back up, not even going that direction.
Yeah, but I think everybody understands what you're saying. You can't just say MCI, you're going to have dementia.
Right,
because some people have MCI from what you read and could just have MCI for the rest of their life.
Yeah. So this is what the researchers asked participants to do. The participants were asked to walk at normal speed on a mat that incorporated thousands of sensors. The sensors allowed the researchers to monitor and analyze each person's walking pattern. The analysis highlighted distinct differences in step length and timing of those with Lewy body dementia and those with Alzheimer's disease.
And remember, like, I don't know, many episodes ago, I mentioned the walk and I was like, I just couldn't remember which had the shorter or the different, but it's good.
Jim didn't swing his arms.
But it's good that they had them walk across sensors to, you know, to the participants with the participants with Alzheimer's disease rarely varied their walking pattern. In contrast, those with Lewy body dementia frequently varied how long it took them to take a step or the length of their steps. That's why falls are more common with people with Lewy body because they have an asymmetrical walking pattern difference between left and right in terms of length. And they found that by analyzing the asymmetry, you guys were just deal with. The team found that by analyzing the asymmetry. What the heck, Curry?
Asymmetry.
Symmetry. There you go.
Yeah.
What the heck? Of the walking pounders, they could predict with 60% accuracy which of the participants had which type of dementia. It's not, it's 60. It's more than none, but this is the first study to be able to show this.
I believe that. I believe the 60% accuracy. I sure do. The article goes on to say, the researchers conclude that the findings offer early evidence of unique gait signatures for mild Alzheimer's disease and Lewy body dementia, and that these could be due to disease-specific effects on cognition.
Mm. And the next statement in the article was encouraging to read. They urge further studies to replicate the results with large, well-defined groups of people with Alzheimer's disease and Lewy body that use brain scans, biomarkers, and postmortem results. I am encouraged that, you know, there are more tests coming out. There's the Amprion, and then there's the
SYN1.
Yeah. So it first came Amprion, and that's the spinal fluid.
Spinal tap.
You know, and then the SYN1 test, which seems to be really having good results in helping with the diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I mentioned, Jim wanted to donate his brain, and we did have that done. I think it takes 9 months to a year to get results back.
Yeah.
So when I do get them, once I'm able to share and get over the what it says, I'll share. But they also suggest that researchers use a similar framework for tracking disease progression and subtypes as that which doctors use to monitor Parkinson's. I don't drink, everyone. I'm just telling you, I don't. Just Curry, what's going on? Parkinson's disease. I'm sorry, everyone, from gait changes. But then, so that was encouraging. But then this was added that made me sigh. Should further research confirm the findings, the team suggests that the tool could be available for clinical use within 5 years. 5 years? Like 5 years. I don't get it.
Like, why would it take 5 years?
Yeah, that's where I'm like a little bit. I am going to do more research, because I got to believe that doctors from, because there's an International Lewy Body Dementia Conference.
Yeah.
Like, I got to believe
where the UK and Ireland and all that share what they have with the US, and the US shares with all them.
But this is,
it's kind of
like how we've been ranting about, there's this official Lewy Body symptoms list, but there should be a probable also probable symptoms. This is the same thing. Like, here's tools that you use to try to diagnose, and this may be one of them. Why can't it just be added as one of the things that, because my doctor and your doctor do it. So I don't know. I don't understand. Guess I need to do more research, because I didn't understand that. And why 5 years? Why can't you just say, look at the study, you know, they obviously need to do it on a bigger group of people and a much, you know, bigger span of age. But why not use it as a potential thing to help in diagnosis? But I didn't get that vibe. I am appreciative that they did the study, but I don't know what would take. Maybe they're going to do more research for 5 years. But again, why not say this could be one of the symptoms to help with diagnosis? Because Jim had, and here's another one. Sorry, I'm on my, you see my soapbox? I just stood up on my like, you know, you do it, and I don't know anybody's spouse who says, or a caregiver who says, when they take their loved one to the doctor, that the loved one with Lewy body does not show time in front of the doctor.
Yeah.
Like, you just can muster up this, and you want to be on your best behavior. So to me, because I shared the story when we did a Zoom from home, and the doctor asked me to take the camera and have Jim walk, and he walked perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor said, Is that how you walk all the time? He was showing off with me. And I turn the camera smack on my face close. I'm like, no, he's showtime. Like, it's, that's not the way he walks. So I think maybe they should, in this study or in another study, have their loved ones or their caregivers videotape people walking, you know, without them knowing it. Because, if, you know, if you know you're going to be videotaped, you're going to be, you know, try to walk, you know, the best you can. That's just my two cents. If I was doing the research, I would do that, because you can just upload and send the video to the researchers. Yeah. I worry that they don't realize how much you guys showed. Anyway, share your thoughts on what I just read now that I'm down off my soapbox.
Oh, man, I've been waiting for you to get finished. this may piss some people off, but the reason in my mind why it's going to take 5 years for that to be added is because they make too much money off research. Mm. I think that is a big problem with Lewy body dementia. I think it's a big problem with Alzheimer's, but I really think it's a big problem with Lewy body dementia. Mm-hmm. These associations that are tied in with research laboratories, they make too much money researching. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be in a hurry to implement some of these things, because they can make more money if they string it out before they add it to the symptoms and ways to diagnose. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah.
It may piss some people off, but I don't care.
It's your podcast. You can, you know, you just saw me. I had to climb down and my soapbox was getting higher and higher. I had to keep taking, it's just, you know, and everybody listening, you know how frustrated I am and Curry is, that it seemed like common sense to me, like, to just add that as a potential, the probable, like, you know, that, I don't know how we can change that official, Lewy body checklist, which only has, like, you know, a certain amount, when we can just come into our support groups and listen, you know, like, no two people are like with Lewy body, as we clearly know. And as we talked about last episode, so I don't know. I just feel like they're put all the people with Lewy body dementia in one basket.
Yeah.
It needs to be Lewy body dementia and a whole bunch of wires hanging down and different people
A bunch of different subgroups.
Right. Right, or even symptoms, and you know, I don't think I know two people in our groups, and all the thousands of people we have in our group that are exactly alike.
No, we've been talking about that here lately a lot, and just to make a point about this, they need to look differently at how women are diagnosed. Mm-hmm. Too many women, it's taken them 4 or 5 years to get a diagnosis because it's blamed on everything except dementia.
Yeah, it's usually hormonal and stress.
We just had a lady in the group who was diagnosed a year ago. Mm-hmm. And this is where I always fault people who see, I fault neurologists. You know, I'm not a big fan of neurologists. I was burned by one. Mm-hmm. But this lady was diagnosed a year ago with Lewy body dementia. She goes back for her yearly visit, and her doctor and her are talking, and she's talking about last year's visit. And her doctor says, you don't have Lewy body, because if you did, you wouldn't be able to remember last year's. And he took her diagnosis away.
Yeah. Is that Megan?
No.
No. Oh, not somebody Megan. Else.
Yeah,
so another
lady in the group. This just happened this week.
Oh,
yeah. And that's terrible.
Yeah. Now, I don't, you know, I'm just going to say we can't clump all neurologists into the same basket either. But how many, I think this is the same rerun we're hearing over. And how many women have we talked to and that are in our support groups? Oh, you have it. Oh, no, you don't have it. Oh, well, that's nonsense. You can remember from last year.
Yeah.
Like, And that's when, sadly, we say, find another neurologist.
Exactly.
Because
and
you
that's
just
what she's doing.
Yeah. If you go to any doctor that's flip flopping back and forth, it's time.
Yeah.
It's okay to go. I mean, I know people are like, afraid to fire their doctors and things, because that's just not what we were taught. You know, you have your doctor, but with this disease, it's okay to go to someone else. And that
you bet it is.
Because I haven't been going to the Monday, Friday meetings, because I think I told you last episode, I've been, I never know what I'm going, what my emotions are going to be each day. So I've taken a little step back for a little bit. You'll have to tell me when we're done who it is. But it's just Naomi in our group from Ireland, and then Megan that we had on a couple weeks ago, and it, and there's, I can keep naming that. It's just a shame.
It really is.
Because it seems like women have an even harder problem to get diagnosed. And again, we always say the sooner you get a diagnosis, the sooner you get medicine that can treat the symptoms. But anyway, James Pickett, who's a PhD, who has a PhD, is the head of research at the Alzheimer's Society in the United Kingdom, finished off the article with this direct quote. In this well-conducted study, he adds, we can see for the first time that the way we walk may provide clues which could help us distinguish between Alzheimer's disease and Lewy body dementia. Now I really need to start researching what other countries are doing and what the U.S. is, because I'm going to do that and share in a future episode. Because I could be wrong, but I thought I read this research was already done in, here in the U.S. Or how come some of our doctors know that? I don't know. I just gave myself some homework. Might take a while, because you know how my brain is working. But I'm just curious. I am thankful that they did do the study. And they shared it, and I hope I'm hoping it was posted in a neurologist doctor's magazine or a medical journals. Not just neurologists, all doctors should learn about Lewy body, as we've been preaching for years. It's been years, you know that? Since we started this podcast, we're in season 4.
Doesn't seem like it.
Well, season 1 was only from September to December, that first in 2020. Yeah. But this might be like season 4, episode 4. We've been doing this a long time, and we're going to keep doing it as long as we can, because and share things like this. I am excited and happy there was a study. I'm discouraged that says it might not be 5 years until they add it to this, you know, diagnostic tool. But if you listening, if you or your loved one, if you have Lewy body or your caregiver, share this with your doctors. Share it with your, like, I really believe, like, your Dr. Curry, your family doctor. I think family doctors that are younger, that are just coming out, seem to be diagnosing Lewy body quicker.
I think they are.
Because you have to take the whole person, and that's like there has to be a whole approach to medicine for every individual person. Because you could have one symptom that the doctor thinks is that, sends it to your urologist, like Jim, they sent Jim, and that person doubled his medicine, which made his dementia bit. They never even asked about.
They didn't communicate with each other.
No, they don't. Yeah. And they really should. Like, just like with cancer, you know, and why we've come so far with curing cancer and people living. You have breast cancer, but you're going to live. Most of them live. Yeah. You know that
they do now, thankfully. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like a team approach. All the doctors that are involved in that patient talk to each other. So they're, I think after, I forget when it was, like down here, wherever they could get my records from New Jersey. They're starting to share records and versus, but when I was in New Jersey, it was, there was two different like hospital entities kind of, and it's specific names. And this one, what you'd have to go pay for the records, be printed to give to this one.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping, and I don't know whether it was Katrina. I hope that's everywhere. I don't know. So I got to look that up too. Cause I think the lady down here said, after Katrina, when records were lost, now things are computerized, and they just everybody has access. And they were able to access my records up north. So I'm hoping that's a trend that they're doing. I don't know. Treat the whole person, you know, everything.
Yeah.
But anyway, again, I just, if I was to do the study, I think I'm going to reach out to the University of Penn where Jim went and ask them about if they're doing any research and to tell them you can't, you got to have the caregivers record while they're walking at home because of that show time. Anyway.
And you asked a question about, is this getting out to the doctors mm-hmm. about watching for the gait? It is, apparently. Jim's doctor did it. Mm-hmm. My doctor does it. And my doctor's just a general practitioner, mm-hmm. you know? So it's getting out. Now, whether my doctor learned about it in med school, I don't know.
Yeah.
But somehow he learned about it. Mm-hmm. And he's a young doctor. You know, he's in his 30s.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's encouraging.
Yeah, it is. But I think there's a lot of doctors stuck in their old ways, mm-hmm. is what I think.
Yeah. And we had
that's
that
just
with
my opinion.
We had that with teachers too, as technology was coming. You know, they just had their, you know, their the way they did it for 25 years, and it was hard to change. And I understand that, but I am encouraged that the newer doctors are hopefully reading these journals and learning more information, at least so it's not an official diagnosis tool yet, but they can put it in the back of the mind and be like, oh, let me check their mm-hmm. walk, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm encouraged. That's why I wanted to share the article in case people didn't see it.
Yeah, hopefully people will share this episode with their doctors mm-hmm. or at least tell their doctors about the episode.
Right.
So they can learn about so they can learn about watching people walk.
Yeah. I'm going to try to find the article I posted and put it under the announcements.
Okay.
Because I don't remember the date that it was. Just, you know, and then you can even print it out and take it to your doctors, you know, or at least have the name of the article and the author. And I did mm-hmm. check, they had, whoever wrote it had somebody fact check. I was doing that the whole time. I'm like, make sure everything, I'm like, because I don't like when I hear stuff, people write stuff that clearly is not, does not match with Lewy body. But anyway, I felt that we wanted to share, I lost my place, hurry.
Your final 2 cents worth.
My final, I got to find that. Lordy. Oh, that was my final 2 cents. I am encouraged.
Okay.
I'm, you know, again, we can't put all doctors in the same basket, but just like they can't put all dementia people in the same basket. So it's, I think the wheels are turning very slowly, but I think the more of us that speak up and share, and we always say, film your loved one when they're doing Lewy things that you're suspicious that might be Lewy body mm-hmm. and write stuff down, like keep a journal and take that to the doctor because you guys show time. Like I know you do, Gary, you show time and tell the doctor everything's fine.
Now I didn't that last visit, the last two visits. I didn't.
Well, that's good. That's good.
But yeah.
Yeah. Jim did all the time.
You, yeah. I tell you what we really need to ask our listeners to do, and that is don't just listen to the podcast, but hit that share button and share it with your family and friends. That's the only way we're going to get the word out is mm-hmm. just by sharing it as many times as we can. Mm-hmm. So folks, hit that share button and get it out.
Yeah.
So folks, that's all we have time for this week. Remember, you can email us with suggestions on what you'd like us to discuss on a future episode, or you can ask any questions you have, and we'll sure do our best to get the best answer.
I just realized how I can get through the podcast without crying.
How's that?
Talk about something that makes me it makes me mad. Because when I'm mad, I won't, like when I have to fight for things, there's so much paperwork after someone passes away. And and when I have to like, I have to tell them what happened, I start crying. But if it's something that's not right and I'm angry, I can hold it in. And although as I say, this was encouraging research, still angry about a couple of things, but it's a start. Anyway, remember that we post the link, Curry post the link to the podcast and both the Louie Body Roller Coaster podcast Facebook page and our journey with Louie Body page. And if you're interested in helping as a volunteer and advocate, please send us an email at louiebodyrollercoaster@gmail.com because the more people who reach out, the more people can help. And we've had a lot of people, I don't know if I've been telling you, that have been sending us messages to the email and just like one was asking about the Louie Lean and she couldn't find information. So feel free to send questions our way and we'll direct you to where you can, if we can't help you, we'll find
Get help. We'll get it on the podcast here and we'll talk about it just like we did today.
Yep.
So, well, folks, if you want to learn how you can be a supporter of the podcast, please see the episode notes. We post information on that there. And folks, thanks again for joining us today.
Sorry. I realized I was teasing Curry about how many times he says, can't even say folks. How do you say
folks.
It?
Folks. Yeah. Folks.
Folks. Come on, folks. 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 I can't do it, Curry. That's why
easy.
I need for you. Anyway, until next week, this is Linda.
And I never did realize how many times I said it until you pointed that out. But this is Curry signing off.
See you next time.